Well, I heard on television the other day that when somebody doesn't know what to say, they always start out by saying, well. This is kind of like a dream. For years I stood in a pulpit somewhere up here, more like over there, and it all seemed kind of normal. This seems kind of strange. But it's like a dream. And I have to pinch myself to make sure I'm really awake. And if you talk to Shirley, you'd probably find out I'm not. From the time when Cocoa Beach began to expand, back with the beginning of the space age, there was a dream. And that dream was to have a facility such as this. It was in many people's minds and hearts in the church in the old days. And here it is, now come to reality. And that proves the dream was always there. And in the New Testament, we find that it is said that God brings into being that things, even things that do not yet exist. And perhaps God plants that dream in people's minds and in their hearts, sort of like it's God's dream. And what we do is start to dream it ourselves. And then through faith, it becomes reality. There have been many suggestions through the last several years from many people as to what the church needed to do in order to meet its needs. Many people here were part of that vision and part of that experience. So we told a good architect what we wanted done, and then he designed a building around what we said as a church that we needed. And so here it is. And you can walk around in it, and you can look at it, and you can feel that this is really the result of all our dreams. And now it's maybe in concrete and new lights and some more woodwork and all that, but it's really part of our dream come into reality. It is the result of your vision, your hard work. And we believe it's because God had this dream before we did and had a vision for this church. The first minister that served this congregation back in the 1940s sometimes wrote the minutes of the meetings because nobody else felt like writing down the minutes. And he always, in those minutes, saw God's blessing at work, God's will at work, God's choices being offered through the people that were trying to bring this church into being. In the early years, before there was even an official congregation, around 1938 or so, the church was formed in 1942. People were gathering back then in this little town, and it was pretty tiny, maybe 38 people or so. And they wanted to worship God, and one such family was the Hall family. And as you go out of the church today, you'll see a plaque on the front door of the church, which you may or may not have noticed before. It has Florence Hall's name on it. She died before this building was ever built. In 1946, she died. The building was built in 1948. But she was one of those who believed that God was choosing this congregation to be in existence. So through many years since, everyone who has worshiped here or gotten married or had counsel or gone to Sunday school by the hundreds and by the thousands over the years, participating in the community and in the work of the church, all in one way or another, have been affirming and still affirm that God has a dream and God has a plan and this church has a place in the plan which it uniquely fills. Your support of this current project means to me that you have played a very important part in bringing God's dream into being. You have struggled for it, made a commitment to it. It is God's choice that we are following. And it's important that the church's ministry is supported and is there for those who are to come in the future as in the past, so that the vision continues. And this, in fact, is what I do believe. I spent 29 years of ministry here, and the church seemed to know from the beginning of my ministry that it had to work and succeed. It had to do what God had given it to do in this place. It had to be the carrier of God's dream. I thank God for all the years that I have been privileged to worship here and to be a pastor and just to celebrate the church along with Dr. Fred, Dr. Bobby, and these guys, labored who followed me here and Richard who preceded me in years before. Most of all, I thank God for the gospel of love embodied in Jesus, which is here for everyone to share. I thank God for the church that it is today and celebrate it for the days to come. It is a blessing of God for everybody who wants to come. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Thank you.